This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and we had a lot to get to on the show here today. First off, you had another weird game last night. Phillies win 4-1 over the Boston Red Sox. They now finally win a series. They lost the Angels series. They lost the Padres series, lost the Giants series, won the Red series. So this is first series in the last four that the Phillies actually come out on top on, and they actually win the first two. Kind of nice to get that series win out of the way. Hope that they don't, kind of mail it in, so to speak, tonight against, with Lizardo on the mound and Giolito going for the Red Sox. But it is kind of nice to see the idea of, getting that series win out of the way. And where I want to begin today, first of all, a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start off with the baseball nerd stuff, which is past two nights, we have had not one but two separate instances of a catcher's interference. Now, anyone who knows me knows I am a rules nut, that I live for, quirky, weird rules and stuff like that. So on Monday night, I guess it was, you had a situation where, it was a walk-off catcher's interference. First time since 1971 that has happened. And apparently it was with Johnny Bench. You got to go back, 50 years. And this is now a season, Rob Thompson even said it after the game, he's been in this game a long time. He's now seen two things this year he's never seen: a walk-off inside the park home run, walk-off catcher's interference. Now, that was a textbook catcher's interference in the sense that Edmundo Sosa swung. He check swung, but it looked like a swing. It hit the catcher's glove, Narvaez for the Red Sox, and he got awarded first base. And as a result of the bases being loaded, everyone advances, game over. Now, the situation you had on Tuesday night, a little bit different. This was first of all, it's the first inning, not the bottom of the 10th inning. Runners on second and third. Brandon Marsh at the plate, and Bryce Harper, decides that he's going to time up Richard Fitz, who was in the windup, and he starts running home, and he was safe anyway, even if nothing was called. But Bryce Harper does not get a stolen base because it was technically scored both catcher's interference and a balk, a simultaneous catcher's interference and a balk. And the reason it has to be scored this way, number one, the catcher's interference. Marsh is at the plate. Him stepping out into the plate area, on top of the plate, on the plate, in front of the plate, wherever, every the batter has the right to swing at any pitch. And the catcher Narvaez for, you know, charging over the plate, you know, that is a balk because he is not allowing the batter to swing at that pitch. So therefore it's an illegal pitch. Therefore, Harper gets to move up and score. Castellanos gets to move to third. And it is also it's only, by the way, a balk because they were running on the pitch. Like the balk is that he ran out and did this while runners were going. So therefore they get to keep the bases that they would have had, because that prevents, you know, a heady catcher, a forward-thinking catcher, from doing this on purpose to prevent guys from stealing and send them backwards. Also, catcher's interference sends Brandon Marsh to first base. So very weird scoring stuff, a simultaneous catcher's interference and balk. Don't think I've ever seen that. Philly's really going to the depths of the rule book over the last couple of days, and just really weird stuff. Hopefully tonight, I mean, maybe they'll go 3-for-3. I can't imagine in the history of baseball there's ever been a series in which one team committed three separate catcher's interferences. But who's to say? Who is to say whether or not that will happen? So that's out of the way. Anyway, the Phillies, bats still have not come that alive in this series. I mean, it was a bad offensive showing on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Castellanos had a single. As I mentioned, you know, Marsh reached on the catcher's interference. Castellanos and Harper scored on the balk. Not really. And then Kepler and Schwarber homered. Good for Kepler homering, I guess. This guy's not going to be on the team in 10 days, if that. Meanwhile, you got a situation in You have a situation in Schwarber where this guy just continues to mash the baseball, and like, great for him. So, yeah, all in all, you know, pretty good game for great game. I've buried the lead here already. Tremendous game for Christopher Sanchez. I mean, he is that dude. He is absolutely that dude. And like, what more can you say about him? He right now feels like their bona fide number two starter. He right now feels like they're, you know, if it weren't for Zach Wheeler, like, he could be pitching like an ace. It feels like every single time he goes out there, he pitches with efficiency. He uses that big frame of his, goes 9 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 12 strikeouts, 106 pitches. He's got a four pitch mix that you really, really feel great about. I mean, he's been tremendous. There's no two ways about it. He has been a tremendous pitcher. I do think that he, when all is said and done, will be the, you know, assuming the Phillies make the playoffs, which is not an absolute given, but feels like we all generally agree they will make the playoffs, that he will be, you know, this team's number two starter. And Ranger Suarez, last couple outings haven't been quite as good for him, but he really has been overall very good, and you would imagine that he would be the team's number three starter, and then, you know, maybe Nola is the team's number four. It kind of interesting what will happen here as the playoffs push forward. But Christopher Sanchez was the absolute story of the night. He has been phenomenal. Just, again, what more literally can you say about Christopher Sanchez? So tonight's game, you got Jesus Luzardo going on the mound. He will be opposed by Lucas Giolito, who has obviously been in the big leagues for a while. Right-hander, came up with the Nationals, then the White Sox, Angels for a little bit, Cleveland for a little bit, and now lands with the Red Sox. So he'll be going for the Red Sox. A good old traditional 7:05 start, not 6:45. So if you're headed down to the game, be sure to note of that. 20 minutes later, 7:05, with this being an ESPN game, not 6:45. So 20 minutes later, don't think it'll make a huge deal. We'd also love to hear from anyone, either on Twitter or in the comments of this podcast, how the Nelly concert was last night. It looked pretty cool. I was kind of bummed. I was actually working here at the station, could not go myself. Pretty damn cool concert it looked like. So, you know, turning back the clock a little bit, 20 years on the Castellanos out there dancing to it. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, so Phillies wrap up with the Red Sox tonight. Then they got three with the Yankees this weekend. Then they hit the Chicago to play the White Sox. And then a whole bunch of American League series here in a row. They do not play another NL series until August. I think maybe the National Series is quite literally the next game within the National League they play, which Phillies actually come out on top on, and they actually win the first two. Kind of nice. Kind of nice to get that series win out of the way. Hope that they don't, you know, kind of mail it in, so to speak, tonight against, you know, with Lizardo on the mound and Giolito going for the Red Sox. But it is kind of nice to see the idea of, you know, getting that series win out of the way. And where I want to begin today, first of all, a whole bunch of stuff. I'll start off with the baseball nerd stuff, which is past two nights, we have had not one but two separate instances of a catcher's interference. Now, anyone who knows me knows I am a rules nut, that I live for, you know, quirky, weird rules and stuff like that. So on Monday night, I guess it was, you had a situation where, I mean, it was a walk-off catcher's interference, first time since 1971 that has happened. And apparently it was with Johnny Bench. I mean, you got to go back, you know, 50 years. And this is now a season, Rob Thompson even said it after the game, you know, he's been in this game a long time. He's now seen two things this year he's never seen: a walk-off inside the park home run, walk-off catcher's interference. Now, that was a textbook catcher's interference in the sense that Edmundo Sosa swung. I mean, he check swung, but it looked like a swing. It hit the catcher's glove, Narvaez for the Red Sox, and he got awarded first base. And as a result of the bases being loaded, everyone advances, you know, game over. Now, the situation you had on Tuesday night, a little bit different. This was first of all, it was the first inning, not the bottom of the 10th inning. Runners on second and third. Brandon Marsh at the plate, and Bryce Harper, you know, decides that he's going to time up Richard Fitz, who was in the windup, and he starts running home, and he was safe anyway, even if nothing was called. But Bryce Harper does not get a stolen base because it was technically scored both catcher's interference and a balk, a simultaneous catcher's interference and a balk. And the reason it has to be scored this way, number one, the catcher's interference, Marsh is at the plate. Him stepping out into the plate area, on top of the plate, on the plate, in front of the plate, wherever, the batter has the right to swing at any pitch. And the catcher, Narvaez, for, you know, charging over the plate, you know, is a balk because he is not allowing the batter to swing at that pitch. So therefore it's an illegal pitch. Therefore Harper gets to move up and score. Castellanos gets to move to third. And it is also and it's only, by the way, a balk because they were running on the pitch. Like the balk is that he ran out and did this while runners were going. So therefore they get to keep the bases that they would have had, because that prevents, you know, a heady catcher, a forward-thinking catcher, from doing this on purpose to prevent guys from stealing and send them backwards. Also, catcher's interference sends Brandon Marsh to first base. So very weird scoring stuff, a simultaneous catcher's interference and balk. Don't think I've ever seen that. Philly's really going to the depths of the rule book over the last couple days. And just really weird stuff. Hopefully tonight, I mean, maybe they'll go 3-for-3. I can't imagine in the history of baseball there's ever been a series in which one team committed three separate catcher's interferences. But who's to say? Who is to say whether or not that will happen? So that's out of the way. Anyway, the Phillies, bats still have not come that alive in the series. I mean, it was a bad offensive showing on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Castellanos had a single, as I mentioned. You know, Marsh reached on the catcher's interference. Castellanos and Harper scored on the balk. Not really. And then Kepler and Schwarber homered. Good for Kepler homering, I guess. This guy's not going to be on the team in 10 days, if that. Meanwhile, you got a situation in... what do you call it? You have a situation in Schwarber where this guy just continues to mash the baseball and, like, great for him. So, yeah, all in all, you know, pretty good game for... great game. I've buried the lead here already. Tremendous game for Christopher Sanchez. I mean, he is that dude. He is absolutely that dude. And, like, he... what more can you say about him? He right now feels like their bona fide number two starter. He right now feels like they're... you know, if it weren't for Zach Wheeler, like, he could be pitching like an ace. He goes... it feels like every single time he goes out there, he pitches. He pitches with efficiency. He uses that big frame of his, goes 9 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 12 strikeouts, 106 pitches. He's got a 4-pitch mix that you really, really feel great about. I mean, he's been tremendous. There's no two ways about it. He has been a tremendous pitcher. I do think that he, when all is said and done, will be the, you know, assuming the Phillies make the playoffs, which is not an absolute given, but feels like we all generally agree they will make the playoffs, that he will be, you know, this team's number two starter. And Ranger Suarez, last couple outings haven't been quite as good for him, but he really has been overall very good, and you would imagine that he would be the team's number three starter, and then, you know, maybe Nola is the team's number four. It kind of interesting what will happen here as the playoffs push forward. But Christopher Sanchez was the absolute story of the night. He has been phenomenal. Just, again, what more literally can you say about Christopher Sanchez? So tonight's game, you got Jesus Luzardo going on the mound for the Phillies. He will be opposed by Lucas Giolito, who has obviously been in the big leagues for a while. Right-hander, came up with the Nationals, then the White Sox, Angels for a little bit. Cleveland for a little bit, and now lands with the Red Sox. So he'll be going for the Red Sox. A good old traditional 7:05 start, not 6:45. So if you're headed down to the game, be sure to note of that. 20 minutes later, 7:05, with this being an ESPN game, not 6:45. So 20 minutes later, don't think it'll make a huge deal. We'd also love to hear from anyone either on Twitter or in the comments of this podcast how the Nelly concert was last night. It looked pretty cool. I was kind of bummed. I was actually working here at the station, could not go myself. Pretty damn cool concert it looked like. So, you know, turning back the clock a little bit, 20 years on the Castellanos out there dancing to it. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, so Phillies wrap up with the Red Sox tonight. Then they got 3 with the Yankees this weekend. Then they had the Chicago to play the White Sox. And then a whole bunch of American League series here in a row. They do not play another NL series until August. I think maybe the National Series is quite literally the next game within the National League they play, which has to be, I mean, it's only been, what, 4 years now? This is the fourth season of this expanded interleague format, this balanced schedule. And so I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in the history of the franchise, perhaps the history of any major league franchise, this is the largest number of interleague games played in a row. Just largest number of interleague games played in a row. I cannot imagine that this has ever happened before. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Always check back here. Justin Morgenstein, Francisco Rojas, my co-host, they're pumping out, you know, episodes each and every day. Kyle Forsini as well. I will be back on the air on WIP producing for the afternoon guys on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I'll be hosting Saturday 8 to 11, then Sunday hosting after the games. Looking forward to that as well. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully Phillies can get a sweep tonight, off day on Thursday, and I look to get a series win this weekend in the Bronx.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.